Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Good to have you with me today. I want to deal with a statement out of the book of James. We did a lot of teaching in the book of James just a few months ago. On our video side at paulwhiteministries.com, we were doing a midweek James Bible study, but there's a scripture from James 4 that I want to go to today, where James tells his reader, James 4:14, "You know not what shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." I want to use that as sort of the bedrock today to talk about living for today, because the blood of Jesus has really freed us from two terrible vices, and they are yesterday and tomorrow. Because yesterday and tomorrow are two things that hold believers in a lot of bondage. Our yesterdays a lot of times hold us in guilt and regret. We have guilt over things we did, sins we committed, mistakes we made, and we have regret for things we could have done, should have done, things we did do. Maybe we didn't do them for one reason or the other. Yesterday looms large in most people's lives because they're always wondering what might have been. Well, Christ's death removed condemnation over yesterday. It set you free from that prison of guilt and regret. And that other vice is tomorrow, one that not everyone thinks of in the same terms, but let me present that I think for a lot of people it is a paralyzing weakness, because tomorrow's yet to come. So the possibilities are limitless. The potential is great, but there's also potential for great error, and the enemy always emphasizes your weakness, and tomorrow can paralyze you with fear and with torment. It can scare you away from taking chances today because you fear that you're going to ruin your tomorrow. Well, Christ's blood on the cross was to assure us eternal life and the ever-cleansing power of forgiveness of sins. So in Jesus, there's no fear of tomorrow because it's in his hands. So James's warning that your life is a vapor that vanishes away is really a warning to people that put off for tomorrow what they ought to take care of today, namely their eternal soul. And so many people in the world are putting off thinking about who they are and thinking about eternal life. They don't think about that at all because they kind of feel like they have all the time in the world. It's really the human curse. Well, we know that people die every day. We don't ever actually think it'll be us. We all think that we're going to die old in our beds with a lot of time to ponder our, who we are and what we did. And while some people get that opportunity, not everyone does. And James reminds us that it could all be over very, very soon. So I say living in the moment is really allowing Jesus to take the reins of life and captain your vessel. Your past is checkered and spotted. None of that matters in Christ because he's removed your sin. Your future's uncertain in human terms, but is all secure in the skillful hands of the Father. So rest where you are, because that's where he is. I spent a part of my life always wondering if there was something else. I used to dream about living somewhere else and doing something different. I was very insecure about who I was, and I always thought I could be better if I was just someone else. And every passing moment of every day is another chance to change everything. So I began to live my life by that thought. If you're unhappy with something, don't live in regret as to how you got there. Don't fear what tomorrow might hold, but do something about it today. So I'll say this in closing. If you're unhappy with yourself, fix it. If you want more knowledge, get it. The possibilities are endless because you're a child of the King. He has great things for you. He wants you to reign in this life through the finished work of his Son, Jesus. So stop living in the past. And stop putting everything off until tomorrow. Start now, and you are one day closer to being where you want to be and being who you want to be. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.